Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, September, we've been starting each show with prayer. I felt led to do this, guided from above. At least that's how I have felt about it. And I hope that many of you have taken on the challenge that I gave you as well, just to spend 5 minutes a day in prayer. Maybe all of you already do that, and that's a good thing. To pray specifically for our nation, for a revival in this nation, for our protection, for guidance, for success, which is not about money, but about positive accomplishments. To pray for CSC Talk Radio. It's about truth, and it's about being and growth for the 2020. Numbers do matter, unfortunately. All that said and done, let's go to the Lord in prayer now. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the year that has passed, and we look forward to what you have for us in this new year. Each day is new with you, and we thank you. I recently read this prayer. It seems like a dangerous prayer, dangerous words. But to be in your arms and to walk in your will is not necessarily easy, at least not for me. God's will in the new year. Father, I abandon myself into your hands. Do with me whatever you will. Whatever you may do, I thank you. I am ready for all. I accept all. Let only your will be done in me and in all your creatures. Into your hands I commit my spirit. I offer it to you with all the love that is in my heart, for I love you, O Lord, and so want to give myself, to surrender myself into your hands without reserve, with boundless confidence. For you are my Father. It's easy for us to say commit. When we know we commit, we can claim change. But it is less easy, which the previous words convey, to surrender to another. In this case, to you, O God. We do not commit. We surrender to you in 2020. Continue to be our guide, O Father, for such a time as this. We surrender to you. We give you our burdens and we ask your blessings. You know our every need, and we trust you today and every day in this new decade. Amen. This new year has been foretold. Your future is at hand. God knows the fate and outcome of each and every man. God has chosen the narrow road. His wisdom is leading the way. His great strength can carry your load. His compassion you will feel every day. With a new dawn over the horizon, you can spread your wings like an eagle and soar through every day. You know me, I love the poems, and I thought I would share that one with you today. Each new year, we enter with a new hope. This will be the year I'll lose weight, get my house and my office organized, be a better person. I put that in quotes because that is such a broad thing to say. Read the Bible through. Perhaps you want to do that again this year. My brother does that about every year. Finish your project, whatever project that might be. Exercise more. Whatever our goals may be, make sure you set a plan. The problem, at least for me, is I might have a resolution on my tongue and on my lips, but just saying it won't get her done. We must have a plan and definitely a prayer. Today's show will be just a little different as we bring on those who are the reason we are still here, our sponsors. I want to share with you some hopes and wishes and goals for CSE Talk Radio, and together we can watch 2020 to succeed for all of us. What is 2020? Well, I looked up a few things about this year. I think most of you probably know it's going to be a leap year. Will 2020 be a special year? Like 1919, 1818, 1717, 2020 is a battle, it says, for America's soul. Or a test to see if we still have one. You know, I think it is kind of that important, but I guess every day is that important for us as individuals. 2020 is symbolically important for another reason. One century. It's been one century since women received the vote, the right to vote, in 1920. You know, it really is a special year as we enter that. We have with us Keith Vansemer. Keith, how are you doing today? He is with,
My Patriot Supply.
I always want to shorten it. My Patriot Supply. Keith, how are you doing today?
Wonderful, Beth Ann, and Happy New Year to you and to your fine listening audience.
I want to tell my audience, you're out camping right now, so you're calling from the campgrounds, aren't you?
Well, I kind of slipped inside a shelter here, but it is snowing like there's no tomorrow here in northern Idaho, and we're having a good old time.
And you actually wanted to go camping in that, huh?
Well, you know, you got to be able to handle, I guess, any sort of weather. So I'm not going to chicken out on this one, and my son appreciates it.
We got to keep the boys happy, don't we? You know, we're entering a new year with 2020, and Keith wanted to wish everyone a happy new year. But we're also pushing these sponsors for the show as well today, and be prepared. That's kind of something we always resolve to do in a new year. But 2020 is going to be special, and I want you to kind of talk about that a little bit.
No, certainly here. And, you know, through the year, we're going to set up a series of special offers for your listeners, different products that you'd want to have standing by and ready in case there's an emergency. The one we're seeing all over the news right now today is, you know, there are power outages happening because of ice storms or cars in the snow sliding into poles and such. And, you know, that's the moment. That's the big wake-up moment for most people is, wait, the power went out. How long is that going to be out? And, you know, for those that are having to deal with winter weather in the country, you know, that's sometimes days. So it's just one of many things that people should be ready for and prepared for with a little food storage or water filtration or some solar backup power, items like that. And that's what we're helping people prepare for this coming year.
And we are going to be doing that as well. And you can visit our website and just click on that. And you can go straight to the page that Keith has set up for the show. And as you order from them there, the show will get credit for it. And that'll help the show as well in 2020. But it is important, more so than the show. It's important that my listeners be prepared. We don't know what the next day is going to bring. He's camping in a snowstorm today. You don't know what's going to happen. And it's wise to always be prepared. Keith, thank you. Thank you so much for...
Thank you so much. Have a great year, Beth Ann.
Happy New Year to you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless.
Happy New Year.
You know, 2020, as we were mentioning before Keith called, marks a century, 100 years, since the women gained the right to vote. So that in and of itself is special. 1920 was when they got the right to vote. You did not know that.
I did not know that. That's when things start going to heck, right?
It kind of looks that way right now with the leader that we have in Congress in the House. It's thinking, maybe we should have kept her back a little ways. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're wishing you a very, very happy new year, and we will be right back.
Liberty Oilfield Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change, but banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period, Liberty Oilfield Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oilfield Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're wishing you a happy new year. We're entering 2020, and we have Matt Roberts with us from Liberty Tabletop. Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful. You know, I got a beautiful Christmas gift from Liberty Tabletop through a very good friend. Rudy sent that to my husband and I with the new pattern Liberty, and I just love it. I just love it. So thank you, guys.
Oh, we'll keep them coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Orders coming. We'll keep making it.
What's in store for 2020 with Liberty Tabletop?
Well, I can tell you this. We ended up the year just crazy good. This is a very busy time of the year for us. So we're in a better inventory position than last year. Our sales are way up. And in 2020, there's a couple of big developments. We're going to come out with a couple more designs. We've got a design more for the outdoor people. I'm not going to give away anything, but if you go on our Facebook page, we throw out some of the preliminary designs there.
Okay.
We have a lot of customers asking for American sizing. So smaller dinner forks, smaller spoons. Everybody doesn't have the same size mouth, right? So we're going to come out with a colonial design that's going to be traditional American sizing. And then we have another, it's later in the year, we're looking to make another, like a sleeker, more, we call it Scandinavian look, but something that to appeal to the customers that like that kind of look. So those are the new designs coming out. But the other really important piece of news is that we were able, our local Congress and senators were able to get our product back in the Berry Amendment, which is the Buy American. So the government
awesome.
is going to be it's going to phase in over a year, is going to be required to buy American flatware. So that was something that we've been fighting for the last probably 4 years with our local representatives. And it's interesting, the interesting part of the story is people are talking about, well, you know, this is pork and all that, you know. Well, flatware was in the Berry Amendment for about 50 years, and it was taken out in 2005. And the government actually called us up in 2006 and said, can you make these designs for us? We can't get the quality. We can't get the delivery from China. So we've been manufacturing for the government for the past 12, 13 years, but now it's back in the Berry Amendment. So means jobs in upstate New York.
That is awesome. We want jobs. More jobs, the better.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad that Liberty Tabletop is doing great. I'd like to take some credit for that since it's been in the last year that we've been a part of you. But it's so exciting to watch American companies grow and have success, and I really am glad to be a part of that. In large or small.
You definitely help us a lot in getting the word out to your listeners. You know, at least they can come to our website. They may not buy today. It's a purchase that you think about for a while, but they'll come back. Now it's in their memory that Liberty Tabletop makes flatware in the United States. So I'm going to go back on that website and check it out. So
My siblings normally don't listen, and we're still having Christmas, and I got some Liberty Tabletop sets for them, and so they'll be getting that in a couple of weeks, and I think they'll be pretty excited. So I'm really interested in the new patterns, because one of my brother-in-law is into hunting and such, and you didn't have one on hunting, so I got him the Earth set, and so I'm kind of interested in what you're going to come out with this next year. And
it's going to appeal to outdoors, people that love the outdoors, and, and hunting is part of that, fishing, hunting, outdoors. And it's one of those things where you look for a group of people that have, like hobbies. And, people are into that stuff and those types of hobbies, and it's good, clean fun and good for your health, and then you can eat off of some flatware that reminds you of the outdoors.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'm excited about it. I feel like I was a year ahead, but maybe I've got a year premature. Next year he can get another set, and he'll have Earth this year, and next year maybe he'll have the new one. So that'd be great. Well, Earth was a new one too, so I appreciate it so much, you being with us, Matt. Thank you so much for taking time to call in and wish everyone a happy new year.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a great 2020, and wish everybody, all of your listeners and our customers and coworkers and friends and family, a healthy and happy 2020.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Absolutely. Well, it's going to be an active one. We know with this year being an election year, it's going to be an active one. I don't know how it can be any more active than it has been, but it will be.
Yeah. We try as a company to stay out of the fray, stay below the radar.
Just get in there under the radar.
Right.
That's what you got to do. Well, we appreciate it so much. We're on top of it, but we're trying to put some common sense into it all. So appreciate it. All right. Thank you so much, Matt, for being a part with us. God bless. I wanted to share with you some things that are going to be happening in 2020 or that it stands for. And, 2020, last year or the year before last, we heard the president. He was wanting to make some changes on the census. Well, this will be a year of a census, and that comes out of, the Constitution. And so that's going to be something that's happening this year, so I guess we'll be getting those. And we've probably already received those, but they'll be coming in, and they'll be doing a census in 2020. My Patriot Supply, if you need to go to that website, it's Patriot, it's preparewithbethann.com, preparewithbethann.com, My Patriot Supply, 888-394-0964. Liberty Tabletop, very simple, libertytabletop.com, very simple, libertytabletop.com. Matt and Greg are there to help you, and they have a 800 number as well, and it's 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Sign up. You can get information. They'll send you emails, and you can get information on what's on sale. But if you use the promo code Bethann, you'll always have a sale. It's always 10% off. And if you if they've got something better going, go ahead and use it. I'm okay with that. Just be sure to tell them that you listen to Liberty Tabletop with Beth Ann. So 2020 is coming in to our lives, whether we're ready for it or not. I always think, wasn't it just New Year's yesterday? I mean, didn't we just start 2019, and here we are with 2020 going on? But, and this is not something that I necessarily hold a lot of stock in, but 2020 was declared by the UN as an International Year of Plant Health. Okay. These are the same people that are telling you no CO2.
Well,
and they're declaring a plant health year. I thought that was kind of interesting.
They need to go back to science class.
They do need to go back to science class. You know, I wouldn't consider myself a genius. But there were a couple of things I did remember, and CO2 and what it is stuck in my brain. And I think it's because of how the teacher told it. And, you know, when I say that to somebody that's a scientist, they go, plants don't breathe. Well, maybe not. But you inhale oxygen and exhale CO2. The plant life takes in CO2 and emits oxygen. So we don't have a problem with CO2 in this nation or around the world. Now, back to, go ahead.
Yeah, CO2 is good for you.
CO2 is good for you.
There you go.
That's my little slogan. I think it's kind of catchy. How many, we ought to say that to AOC. CO2 is good for you. Come on, girl. How many days are there in 2020? I think Rudy knows because he peeked. He cheated. There are 366 days. It is going to be a leap year. So, 2020 will have 366 days in it. 366 days. It's a leap year. So all of those who had leap year birthdays, happy birthday! Because it's going to happen in February for you. I guess they celebrate really big. I had a cousin that was born on leap day. She's no longer with us, but she was born on leap day. So
I would celebrate, by golly.
So she always claimed to be at least, you know, 4 years younger than she actually was. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're wishing you, we're just excited about a new year. Happy New Year in 2020. We expect the best of things to happen, and we will be right back. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this?
Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing home, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We are here to wish you a happy new year, and we're trying to bring it in a good way. We're talking with all of our sponsors. You hear them hither and yonder, and we're going to bring them in, and those who have either sponsored the show or contributed greatly to the show. And we've got Daniel Turner on the line, and he is a sponsor of the show. Daniel, how are you doing?
I'm well, BethAnn, and happy almost new year to you and your wonderful listeners.
Thank you very much. We're looking forward to a new year. I was just kidding earlier in the show about I don't know how it could be any more active, but I know it's going to be.
Absolutely. you know, I was sharing with friends an article on The Hill that I'll text you in a couple minutes if you want to put on your site, and it was written on January 1st of 2019, so a year ago tomorrow. And it was very haughty predictions of 2019 and what was in store and how Trump was going to resign. The economy would collapse. Beto O'Rourke was going to be the nominee. Just all these amazing predictions, none of which came close to becoming true. And it just goes to show, you know, we have no idea what the future holds. But, you know, we've got to continue to stay true to our principles and our beliefs and work hard to make America a more prosperous place.
You know, I was thinking of you last night as they were playing snippets of Joe Biden and what he was telling the coal miners. And I was thinking, I'm not sure how any more insulting this man could be to Americans. So, you know, he's insulting the coal miners and he's telling them he's putting them out of work. And then he's insulting anybody that works in white collar. It's like,
yeah,
like we're nothing to them. Just absolutely nothing to these people. They have no clue about our lives, Daniel.
No, and the comments from Joe Biden are surprising because there's a lot to dislike about his politics. But for most of his career, he hasn't been this, to put it bluntly, this stupid. And so to say, well, coal miners, they're just shoveling coal into furnaces. And if you can shovel coal into a furnace, you can do other things too. And you just scratch your head and say, is that really what you think these thousands of men and women are doing? They're just shoveling coals into furnaces like they're in the old boiler rooms and a steam cruiser, you know, going across the Atlantic like the Titanic. Is that really what you think the coal industry is? So it is just disappointing to see someone from a coal state, someone who claims to care deeply about the blue-collar worker, he's blue-collar Joe, just make these really obnoxious comments about the working class he claims to represent.
You know, it's sad to see how they, you know, it's like what thought went through my mind. Well, does he still believe we have slaves down in the hull of the boats rowing? I mean, does he still think that's what's going on? I mean, it's like, what world is this man from? And to put it bluntly, like you said, he's saying stupid stuff. But we're entering a new year, and I've got some goals for CSE Talk Radio, and I'm sure you have some for Power of the Future. And I thought maybe you'd like to share that with our listeners, perhaps.
Yeah, I'd love to, and thanks for the opportunity. We want to definitely grow our audience. I'm really happy with the number of people we reach, predominantly through social media and on media. But for us to be more effective, we've got to get more people engaging with our content and just learning facts about what's going on in this industry. So that's a goal for me, is by the end of the year to have, our goal is 1 million social media followers, and that's triple what we have now. It's pretty ambitious, but it is possible, but we need to engage with folks. A huge goal we have is for 2020. We are a 501c4, so we can't engage in electioneering. But we can, and we're supposed to, according to our mandate, educate voters on the issues so they can make a better informed decision. And when you look at states like Ohio and Pennsylvania, where the coal miners are shoveling coals in furnaces, when you look at states like Colorado and North Carolina, I mean, there are some really important energy states, and we will engage aggressively in those states to let voters know what's on the line. If the wrong person's elected, this is just guaranteed the amount of jobs that will disappear, what it will do to their local economy, as well as the national economy. So our main goal for 2020, of course, followers, of course, building an audience, getting our message out, media, TV, et cetera. But our real goal is to continuously educate the American people and on these important issues, so they can make better informed decisions in their lives.
And numbers matter. And I was sharing, too, that we want to build our audience more and more. And numbers do matter. They matter for everyone. They matter for Power of the Future. They matter for those who are selling things. But you and I, who are trying to get truth and information out to the public, numbers matter. We have to grow in numbers, and that is my goal for CSC Talk Radio, and it's something that takes, you know, unfortunately, it all takes money, and so it's something that we're in deep prayer about, and when I increase my numbers, that'll help you increase your numbers, Daniel. So,
absolutely, you know, and there are very few of us who focus on rural America as our key audience and demographic, and it's just funny that the groups I go to battle with in the court of public opinions, the Sierra Clubs, the Center for Biological Diversity, these groups, all their headquarters are in major cities. They're not in rural America. We don't have a headquarters because we don't want to waste money on an office space. I don't need to buy conference tables and chairs and things like that. So we're completely virtual. But we spend most of our time, our state directors, all of their time, in rural America. And that's what I love about what CSC Talk Radio does and what you do is your focus is the heartland. And that is not the focus of anyone running for the Democrat nominee. Just look at where they spend their time. Look at their audience. And that's not the focus, unfortunately, a lot of our government. And so what you do for rural America, I'm proud to be partners with you. But what you do for rural America is crucial, and that's why I'm proud to support CSC Talk Radio.
Well, we thank you for all that you do. Well, I'm going to have to let you go. I've got other folks holding on. They're ready to come on and say Happy New Year. Do it one more time, Daniel. This is your time.
Happy New Year to you, Beth, and to your wonderful listeners. God bless you all, and here's to a wonderful 2020 for our country, our president, and for all of mankind.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for all that you do, Daniel. We're going to bring on board Bill Bullard with RCAF USA. Bill, Happy New Year. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thank you, Beth Ann, and Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
Well, thank you. We're looking forward to a new year. We were just talking with Daniel with Power of the Future, how we want to grow. And I know that that's the goal for you guys as well, as getting the education out. And you're always battling. You got the boots on the ground up there in D.C. So tell us what your goal is for 2020.
Well, our goal is to finish what we started. Number one, we have to fix the broken markets that are destroying the U.S. ranching industry as we know it today. We have record beef demand, record beef exports. Consumers continue to pay near record prices for beef. And yet the cattle prices that producers are receiving are seriously depressed. So number one, we intend to fix the broken markets. We filed a historic antitrust lawsuit in 2019 that will continue through 2020. Second, we need to put in the hands of the producers the tools they need to compete in their own marketplace. They're being asked to compete in a global marketplace with their hands tied behind their back, and that's because they're disallowed from distinguishing their superior beef product with a country of origin label. And that's the result of Congress repealing country of origin labeling. We must restore mandatory country of origin labeling so our U.S. cattle producers can compete in their own marketplace. And then the third...
Go ahead, real quick.
The third goal would be to break up the partnership between the multinational corporations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. We filed a successful lawsuit this year, and we blocked the U.S. Department of Agriculture from unlawfully mandating that all producers will begin using the very expensive RFID or radio frequency identification ear tags. We filed the lawsuit
with
the USDA.
We're going to get her done, that's for sure. We're going to have you back, Bill. We haven't had you on for a while. We had your lawyer on. We're going to get you back on, and we're going to get updated on this. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year to RCAF USA, and we will be right back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you, with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel.
Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Bethann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Freedom isn't free, but this Christmas gift coin is. This collector coin, designed on a genuine JFK half dollar, says Merry Christmas from President Donald Trump and our beautiful First Lady Melania. It's free. You just pay shipping and handling. This U.S. currency, which is not for tender, is uniquely designed and pictures our favorite first couple hosting Christmas from the White House. This Christmas coin comes in a premium coin capsule along with a certificate of authenticity and a display stand. It's a great gift for that patriot on your list. Shipping and handling is less than $10. Order quickly, 651-888-8622. Visit mytrumpcoin.com. Call 651-888-8622. This Christmas commemorative coin is made in the USA and supplies are limited. It's beginning to look a lot like a patriotic Christmas. Visit mytrumpcoin.com. Call 651-888-8622. 651-888-8622 and tell them Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Mindy with us, but before I bring Mindy on, Mindy's going to help me wrap this up. I want to share with you, some people couldn't make it today, and so I want to share with you some words that they want to share with you. It's Discount Gold and Silver Trading is Melody Cederstrom, and she wishes everyone a happy new year. She says to remember, never be scared, but be prepared. Your economy is in your hands. Your economy is in your hands. The other economy, you know, we can't trust those guys. But trust in the Lord, and let 2020 be the year. The year that you get her done, the year that you start that. So she says, let's talk gold and silver. And she gets, I'm going to give her a phone number, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And I'm going to add to that, stay on top of the news, at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. And let her know when you call her that you appreciate her support here with CSC Talk Radio. And then Range Magazine, CJ Hadley. We need to get that woman. She doesn't have time to breathe. In fact, today she asked me to forgive her that she couldn't be here. And I said, you don't need to be forgiven. She's busy meeting the next print deadline. So those just go one after the other. And she's being kind of down in her back. So she's really running behind. And she asked me to wish all of you a happy new year in 2020. And let this be the year when you realize journalism is not dead, and order Range Magazine, either for yourself, renew it, or order something for someone else, and spread the truth. It's a beautiful magazine with truth and wonderful life stories. It really is a gorgeous magazine. You can visit them by going to rangemagazine.com. That's just real simple. Or give her a call at 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to tell them Beth Ann sent you. And CO2 Coalition, they are new sponsors of the show, and they weren't able to be here with us today. They're on once a month. You hear them. We're talking, that's where we came up with the slogan. I did that for them. I tried to write them a spot. They chose to go with the
with the interviews and no spots, but CO2 is good for you. And we're being told that we're going to die, and I'm thinking they've got that mixed up with CO rather than CO2. But visit co2coalition.org. That's co2coalition.org. Use the number 2. That's what it is, co2coalition.org. Well, Mindy Patterson is with us on a monthly basis, and she is with the Cavalry Group. And I asked her to be with me, and we're going to finish it up here with Mindy. And she has a Happy New Year wish for you. Welcome back, Mindy.
Good morning. Happy New Year to you. What really I have to say as we close out 2019 is my immense sense of gratitude for all that you do, Beth Ann. You shine such a bright light on every facet of our American life and the importance of all of the ties to liberty. And that's, you know, that's what we try to do at the Cavalry Group. You know, for animal owners and animal-related businesses, we try to point out the connection to the Constitution, ownership of private property, and to liberty. And you cover so many different facets of that. I loved listening to the gentleman from Power to the Future this morning. Jumped out at me was how blessed we are in this country to have access to inexpensive energy and access to energy at all. I mean, we take for granted so many things in this country. It's just remarkable. So,
well, I said if AOC has her way, we'll all be begging for a lump of coal in our stockings at Christmas.
Exactly. Well, these people that are pushing these radical agendas that most Americans are not paying attention to or don't really understand what's at the root of their desires or their agenda to take America back to a time where we're all living in the dark or living in a yurt or not having all the blessings that we have today with modern agriculture and power and energy and all of these things that we just take for granted. We're so blessed in this country.
Well, you know, everything that America enjoys is founded in rural America.
Mm-hmm.
Your food, your energy, it's all right in rural America. The people with the dirt under their fingernails.
Yep.
And we're the ones looked down upon or forgotten, you know, like AOC taking the video of the what she would consider wasteland. Oh, look at all these votes. Oh, yes, this is a waste of time and a waste of, because they don't get it. Their food comes from rural America. Their energy comes from rural America. And, you know, we're the ones that are working. Not that the city folks aren't working. I don't mean that. I know that they've got the factories and they're doing, putting things together. But rural America, the truckers and the agriculture and the animals and the livestock and, you know, the animals for entertainment, for pets. I mean, you deal with it all. And I know you get discouraged. I know that you have these emergencies. So I'll try to visit with Mindy one afternoon. She goes, I've got an emergency. I can't visit today, because she's putting out fires everywhere. She is the boots on the ground. I'm just a mouth and a microphone. You're the boots on the ground. You and Daniel and others that are doing that. And then my sponsors like MyPillow that are propping me up and keeping me going, and Liberty Tabletop. You know, it's just wonderful that I can be here. But we have to grow. And that's kind of my goal for CSC Talk Radio this year, and I know it is for you as well.
It is, and what's so special about you and your show, Beth Ann, is that you really understand what's at the root of all of these things. We're all tied together, whether it's energy or food or private property or whatever these things are. They're all tied together, and I think what really jumps out to me, even in listening to some of the segments earlier on your show this morning, is that the rights of the individual versus the collective. You know, the AOCs of the world across the country want us to go back to this they want us to be a collective, and that's communism. And we have to reject that. And what's worrisome and what I'm so grateful to you for is educating people as to, our founding principles. You always take it back to that.
Well, thank you. But, you know, you guys have been the ones that have been teaching me and pulling me along, and it's I really appreciate that. But, you know, AOC said something here in the last several weeks. you know, she's tired of us calling it free stuff, and she says we should call it public goods. Is that what you consider your you know, your private property, that it is public goods? And that is communism. That is socialism all over again, and it is not going to be good for this nation.
Prosperity is under attack. They're doing it even legislatively. They are trying to, believe it or not, I know it sounds impossible, but there's a group out of Southern California trying to penalize pet stores for making a profit.
Mm. Well, yeah. I hear the music. We're going off the air, but I remember when Hillary was running for president and she was upset with gun manufacturers for making a profit. All they're doing is making a profit.
Right.
Well, that's called making a profit. That's called capitalism. We're all for that.
Amen.
Thank you, Mindy. We are
Thank
out of time.
You,
here we are heading into 2020, a new year, a new decade. And it's going to be an exciting time for all. Set your goals, make a plan, and let's get her done and bring America home.
Build a snowman and pretend that he is horse and brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller, but now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.